Welcome, everybody, to the 15 Years Later podcast. My name is Mike Wilden, and as always, I'm here with the one and only Tim Larson. Tim, how are you doing tonight?
Well, hey, everybody. Pretty good. This is podcast episode number 20. It's called Home Run Part 2, The Champion. And after our last podcast, where we got through some emotional stuff about the passing of your dad and the funeral and stuff like that, right on to talking about some great stuff about your mom. So it's family month here at the 15 Years Later podcast.
Well, that's kind of the part of the theme of us, wrapping the thing up. We've got a few more episodes to go, and once we get past all the drama part in that part, act two, as we were calling it,
right.
It's nice to kind of be on to, the stuff that really matters.
Happier things. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was definitely a lot. So I was just thinking, I wrote down notes for this, that this is episode 20. I was just thinking of, when I got past 20 years of teaching, I remember thinking, wow, it feels like such a milestone. It feels like it took forever. And, we've been at this thing for years. So getting to episode number 20 kind of feels like an accomplishment. Yeah. So, cheers. Cheers to us. We made it through 20 of these.
Cheers to us. And you know what? If we stay on pace, that at least the pace that we're currently on, it'll be almost exactly a year from our first podcast when we actually wrap this thing up. So it'll be it's been quite a ride.
Right. A lot of talking, a lot of writing, a lot of editing.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of reflecting, and it's been a good experience.
So, how are you enjoying the job now that we've moved into a new phase of life? You've moved back to, you're in Wisconsin, is that correct?
It's just over the border in Wisconsin, so I can pretty much come home nightly if I want to, which has been nice. But yeah, no, it's good. It's good to be back in a routine. That's kind of the main part, working with some good folks. But yeah, it's just good to be kind of back in the groove of things. That's kind of after it was nice that they let me have my time to process before dad's thing, and it was nice to have a few days after that. But there were that last week or so, it was kind of okay, I need something to do here.
I can relate to this because we have a summer vacation every year, and once we get into August, two things happen. I start feeling really sad that summer break is almost over and I have to go back to work. There's a little minor depression that you go through. And also it's like, thank God that they're giving me something to do every day, because I really do turn into a terrible human being by the end of summer.
Yeah. What are you going to do when you retire?
if the summer breaks are any indication, get fat and not do anything. Pretty much is what I'm going to do when I retire. A lot of couch time. I'll need something, because you just, if you don't have, like you said, the structure, you just kind of fall into whatever you want to do. And that's not healthy, especially if you're a person who wants to be lazy.
Yeah. So Tim, you finally made the switch and you got the new vehicle. You traded in.
Yes.
So how's that going?
Moved on from the Mustang, got the Bronco, different horse in the stable. Badly, pretty badly. As anybody would expect, not good. I enjoy driving it. It's very different. The first
I'm
time
sure.
I got out of the vehicle, I almost fell on my face because I don't know. You put your legs out of this thing and you have to kind of slide down until you hit the ground, and the first time I was like, you're not really looking at the ground. You're just trying to exit a vehicle. It's like, how long do I have to keep sliding here before I hit earth? And I'm so used to ascending when I exit a vehicle. Like the Mustang was short, and my wife's car is too. Well, here I'm descending, and it was a little disorienting at first, and it's fun to drive. But I've already wrecked it. I had an issue.
Sounds about right.
Yep. I had an issue with the bumper, and parking in my garage. I'm trying to get it over to the side, and in my garage, when you pull in, you're right next to the wall there. And well, the first Friday I had it, the band went out and played a show, and so it was loaded with gear, so I couldn't see. out of the rearview mirror, and I was like, I think I'm pretty close. I think I'm doing a pretty good job. And then all of a sudden I felt and heard the back of the Bronco hitting the wall of the garage.
You discovered that you were not indeed doing a good job.
I was not. You know, you kind of go in at an angle, and at the last minute you pull the wheel over so it lines up parallel with the wall there. And
That's
well,
the theory anyway.
I hadn't got to the point where I cut over and I hit the damn thing. And so when I went to pull away, to go straighten it out, I turned the wheel to the left, and that was the big mistake, because instead of just bumping the bumper, the back end of it, as I turned and went to pull out, dug into the drywall and then hit a 2x4, and I basically dislodged the bumper from the back of the vehicle.
Well, congratulations on the new vehicle.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. Moving on.
Let's get to business here, shall we?
Yeah, we are here to talk about a blog episode. Let's get after it. Ready to go to part two?
Let's do it.
Here we go with part two for blog episode 20. It's called Home Run Part Two, The Champion. And this one's short and sweet. Some of the stuff we've put out there has been, for when we type it, we see how many pages in Word, on the actual blog. It's just this long, drawn out thing. But this one came in under 3 pages, and some of our stuff's been upwards of 10. So short, sweet, to the point here this time, Michael.
Yes, not
It's
my usual habit.
no. No, you went long story short somehow. And so we should all be checking to see if the apocalypse is near.
Well, no, I think just based on what the story I was telling, you and I kind of discussed this as we were going over it and putting the final edits on it. It was like, there were a lot of places where maybe I thought maybe I could expand on this or
Yes.
expand on that, but just the way it was flowing, I was like, no, I think like this is what it needs to be. It felt right at the length it was. And I mean, I'd love to write, a lot more about my mother, but yeah, just in this specific story, I don't know, it just worked. So everybody got to enjoy a short read from Mike Wilden this week.
Yeah. Grab them while they're hot. You never know what'll
Yes.
happen next time. So I got to tell you, I mean, it's delightful. That's the word I would use for this, is that it's delightful. And I hope that we sucker punched people with this one. We've been talking baseball. You had a home run part one earlier in the series. I just did home run, not home run, Cubs win. And then you come in with home run. And I hope that people were thinking, okay, this is just about baseball, and had no idea that they were getting hit with an emotional tribute to your mother, which is really, really great. Let's talk about Cubs for just a second and kind of get that out of the way, and then we'll focus more on the family dynamic here. Of course, we talk about the home run that Dexter Fowler hits. You and I are both not that far away from each other and driving home at the same time, listening to it on the radio, which is a fun coincidence that we've talked about many times. But you're right about this. I have it right in front of me. There's a video of a sea of fans on the streets outside of Wrigley Field. We talked last podcast about how much we enjoyed the Cubs winning that World Series, but just kind of go over that one when you saw that video, and kind of put yourself back in that moment for a second and tell how fun it was to see that.
Well, my favorite part of any sport or just live event, honestly, one of the big reasons I'm a fan of pro wrestling is crowd reactions. So
Sure.
whenever you get that pow that whenever you get that pop from a crowd of people, there's nothing like that. And there are very few places like Wrigley Field for a pop like that.
Yeah.
And just obviously that atmosphere. So, you mentioned last week, and I think I mentioned this video last week too, but last week you were talking about your friend Tim that, worked on that montage of
Right.
people in bars,
The
going nuts and people at home that were watching, and that's all like that was awesome. And I saw that too, and it was wonderful. But just because of, the big crowd pop, I just kept watching, and the video is only like a minute long, so I just kept on watching over and over, because you see, there's that anticipation. You hear a little bit of a roar as people are kind of getting it, a few seconds apart from each other, watching it on their phones. Everybody's just huddled outside Wrigley Field, and it's just the entire street is packed with people. And then suddenly, as soon as everybody sees it happen, you hear the, and it grows really
Hands go
fast.
up, people start jumping up
Yeah,
and down.
you just see it. And then they put Cubs win up on the marquee, and it gets even louder and crazier. And it's just, oh, it's just awesome. So yeah, I watched that several times. I watched the last out, several times. And it just, yeah, it was unlike anything. Just as far as being a Cubs fan, it was unlike anything I experienced. And we mentioned it last week, I mentioned it in the blog, but just driving to school that next morning, it was just like, wow. That was one of the most fun drives of my life, just to listen, just that the euphoria of listening is like, this isn't a thing that happens. They keep saying World Series champion Chicago Cubs, and they're serious. That's
I didn't,
wow.
like I said last time, I didn't have to work that next day, and I just sat home and watched local news and ESPN and reactions to it, and just I let it soak in all day and just loved it. Now, you write at the end of that description, that line you just said, your World Series champion Cubs, you said, I would cry and then laugh, like a crazy person. I got to tell a little inside thing on here. Last time we did the podcast and we were talking about this, you brought that up. And you said, I would laugh and I would cry and I was kind of like a crazy person. And then you did a high-pitched laughter as we recorded it. Unfortunately, I edited out because it didn't quite fit in there. But what I was wondering is, do you want to try the laughter again? Just at this point, like what a crazy person laughs like. Do you want to give us a feel for that, or have you
I don't
retired?
remember doing that. That's pretty funny though. I'm not denying that it happened. I don't remember it.
Okay, so let's get past the Cubs because I really, one thing that I love about this blog that you've written here, this episode, is the next line after you talk about being a crazy person. That night was very special to me as a Cubs fan, but it was even more important to me as a human being. It's such a great hook because this is the point of your blog episode where we find out this isn't just about that day when we watch the Cubs. Like, you don't know what's coming. But I just feel like that's a really good hook. And then the rest of it flows from there. I just wanted to say kudos on a nice setup line there.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I mean, that is, it was pretty easy because it's like, okay, this is the real story.
Yeah, it's.
This really isn't about the, like, it's about the Cubs, but it's not really about the Cubs. So, yeah.
Yep. So let's
Thank
get
you.
into it. We find out this is about you sharing some really great quality time with your mother over the most important era of Cubs baseball as we know it, as we've been alive. And you get to share that. And I think it's great. So talk to me a little bit about the beginning of going through that stuff with your mother. Like, how did you guys start watching them together? Like, what was the beginning of this?
I think we were always gonna kind of watch them together. As a family, we would watch, just different sporting events together. Just that wasn't that uncommon. What made this so special and what was cool for me was just the effort that my mom put in to get more involved with it rather than just watch. I kind of say at the beginning where it's like she's a good sport. She roots for the team that we're rooting for. And she really gets into it. And if something happens that's not good, she goes, oh, and she gets really disappointed. And, she's always been a good sport about it like that. So it was, yeah, I, whenever in the, I think it was August, but like, I've gone on and on. And I want to very, very seriously, just real quick, just one more time mention about how amazing my mom and dad's relationship was. Like they're, great, wonderful role models for me. That being said, living with them for as long as I did and getting to know them as well as I did, it was always funny when they had their little moments of, whether it was bickering or just that, it's marriage,
Okay.
it's how it goes.
Sure.
The way basically it happened was that mom just kind of asked me, I was just like, can you explain that? Like, how does the wild card work? I asked your dad and he couldn't really, like, he couldn't explain it to me. And I
Okay.
immediately just put that scene in my head. I'm like, I know exactly how this went. He tried explaining it and she didn't get it. And then he went, okay, well,
Yeah, I'm gonna go over here.
And, well, yeah, so she asked me how the wild card worked. And I don't know, I really wanted to answer her question. So got a
Nice.
pad of yellow paper and I was like, just meet me on the deck. And there was like a little swing bench that they used to have out there.
Okay.
And so I went out and we just sat on the deck and I literally just wrote down the name of every team. And wrote down like a, just an imaginary record. And I just went through it. I was like, all right, now let's say that this team's record is this or whatever. And so these teams are in first place in their divisions. And then, they go into their playoff slots. I had the little bracket and everything. I'm like, so let's say these two teams are tied and they have this record or whatever. Then they would, and I just went through the process with her, just step by step. And she got it. And I was just in that moment, I was kind of proud of myself for like, yeah. I showed this to my mom in a way that helped her understand and answered her question fully.
Yeah.
So then, she went and like watched a couple of games and she came back. She's like, "Hey, what does ERA mean?" And so I explained it. I
Right.
was like, "Okay," and I kind of explained how it's calculated. She's like, "Oh, okay." And then she comes back, like a day or two later. It's like, "Hey, I was watching. How's batting average?" And I'm like, and I'm just putting the pieces together. She'll ask me about a couple of rules, but every time she asks, it's like it's not, it wasn't like the first time where it was like, how's the wild card work? I'm just curious and I'm asking. No, she like wanted to know. And she just got more and more just hungrier for that information. And I was just happy to get that
Sure.
information. And it all just stuck. And it was just so cool because, she learned very quickly about all this different baseball stuff. And it was just, she started telling me like, yeah, I saw like this, this pitcher was doing that, and she's just saying like she's noticing the different pitches and everything and noticing the different players and their habits and how, just like, oh, this guy strikes out a lot and he's got a lot of power or whatever. Like she just is noticing this. By time we got to the playoffs, she and I were just having like legitimate baseball conversations like you and I could have.
Yeah.
It was so cool. I remember the night before the first game of the World Series, they were having a discussion because Kyle Schwarber, our boy Kyle Schwarber, returned to the team after being injured almost the whole year, and he was able to be on the World Series, team. And there was kind of, I guess there was like a debate of like, oh, we shouldn't have Schwarber in there or something like that. And my mom just kind of went like, well, I can't. And there are a lot of people that I had this opinion quietly, and a lot of people said this later, but she was the first one that said it out loud. She's like, well, it can't be worse than Hayward. Hayward's batting what, 150?
Right.
And
Ground
I
ball to
was just
second
like,
base. Yeah.
yeah. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, this is,
Yeah.
So it's just, it was just a really special moment. Obviously, I took her to the game too in September, and that was just a blast and everything. So it's just a really special bonding time. And we every couple of years, like one of us will kind of mention it, like, man, that was a really special time. And it's just,
That's great. You know,
I yeah.
as you're saying this, the thing that, those of us who really enjoy baseball, the reason it's so fun to watch is the story behind it. Like all that background information about the history of, how hitters have performed in, I don't know, certain stadiums or against certain pitchers. All of the drama of the past is worth knowing because it adds
Right.
to how exciting the game is.
Yeah, and she would pick up on that. Like that's the
Yeah.
thing, is she would listen. She'd listen to the commentators. She'd like look at the stats and she'd pick up on all of that.
That's
So
great.
like it wouldn't even be like I wouldn't have to explain very much to her because she was just on top of it. I've never seen her that into a sport before. And it was just and it was the perfect time with the perfect sport at that time. It was awesome.
That's great. If I ever watched, there could be a playoff game. There could, if I still lived in Michigan and I was at my parents' house watching the Tigers in a playoff game, which they went to the playoffs this year, my mom And my grandma would do this too. Could not care less. Like, would cheer and say, "Go Tigers." Couldn't name a player on the team, you know. And if she needed to get something out of the refrigerator with two outs in a 3-2 count, she'd walk right in front of the TV because she needed a piece of celery. You know what I mean? It's like, Mom, come on, you got to learn the rules about watching playoff games. You know, we
Right.
can't pause this, you know?
She it was just to her level of interest, but it was, you know, she knew every player on the team. She, you know, was recognizing players on other teams, especially when you get to the playoffs and you're playing, you
Sure.
know, these teams, and you know, she recognized like, oh, this, you know, this opposing pitcher is really good, or this, it was awesome.
Getting away from the Cubs for just a second, you put in here that she was a great sport about sports. We both kind of enjoyed when we were editing this one, the little staccato thing. She's rooting for the team you're rooting for and a good sport about sports. But then you put in there that she's always been involved. You know, she would always come and watch you play, and then she is presently doing that for the grandchildren as well. And I think that's awesome. So obviously, it meant a lot to you that your mom was there to support you when you were playing sports. And knowing that you have nephews in high school, and you said you have a niece, she's a bit younger. But for your mom to go to and support that stuff, just, you know, from my background as a high school coach, I coached for 25 years, and you could totally see the difference when kids had parents and grandparents constantly coming there and watching them. Like, you could just see the family dynamic being different. And I know that all of those kids really appreciated the support of people coming and cheering and rooting for them. And so, sometime in the near future, just because we had this conversation, please go out of your way and let your mom know that from an outsider looking in, that not only is it great that she did that, but remind her of the impact that she's had on all of you guys just for being that supportive, and that it's not a little thing, it's a big thing, and she should be, you know, thanked.
Thank you for saying that. And you know, it wasn't just sports. I mean, it was anything, you know, band or, you know, scouts or anything like that. She was always, you know, she's always there. And I want to say too, so was my dad. I'm not trying to count my dad out and say like he wasn't there for this. He was, but I don't remember when it was exactly, but we were looking back at old videos that she had taken. And there was like one from a fifth grade band concert, and then one from a sixth grade band concert. And that fifth grade band concert, we were just listening. We're like, wow, this is rough. And I kind of just remember thinking, like, man, you sat through this whole thing. Like,
You're an angel. You're going straight
I
to
am
heaven.
impressed. Yeah. And then we get to the sixth grade one, and like she goes, well, that's at least kind of a tune there. Like, thanks. But yeah, no, it's always been, she's always just been very supportive. Like I said, she's been my champion, which is why you know, I call her the champion.
That's great. Okay, so I'm going to get back to part of your storytelling here. I have such a visual in my head about her watching the playoff game while you are driving home from school. I just love this scene that she isn't going to wait to watch as you have on DVR or whatever you would have had at the time, TiVo or whatever. She's not going to wait to watch it with you. She wants to know how it's going. So she's watching it live and respecting the fact that when you get there, you don't want any spoilers. You know,
In fairness to her, I was watching it like late at night. She had to go to bed.
Sure.
It's.
I read this and you and I have talked about this. I have this great visual in my head of her in a rocking chair in their kitchen, watching on a kitchen TV. I don't know why I put her in the kitchen or in a rocking chair or on a TV in the kitchen, but I made that up in my head and I love the imagery of it. And then as I told you, you know, your dad in the last couple of years, at one point he had an accident in the kitchen. He fell down and there was some medical complications with that. I have all of that happening in this same, you know, 6 foot by 6 foot space. And as we talked the other day, none of that is correct. Am I right?
Yes, that you're way off with all of it. That was a different house, that we were watching the Cubs from. And it was in the living room, on the couch with the, for the TV. There was no TV in the kitchen, and there was no rocking chair.
Couldn't be more wrong.
Pretty much. But I
But
like the
how
fact that you had the imagery. That
I do.
that's
I
a good
read
one.
your story and I put this picture in my head and I really enjoy it. Like the rocking chair in the kitchen is a happy place. It's a happy place in a wilderness house that apparently doesn't exist. But I just, a credit to your writing that would make me want to create a picture in my head because you're putting such, such cool stuff in there.
She was always, I mean, that was another thing about her being a really good sport about it. Before we actually had this 2016 bonding time, the year before was kind of a cool predecessor to that because, I was going to class. I had my anatomy classes, that I had to take before I actually got into the ACCO program. So I'd go to the community college, I'd show up in the parking lot, put earphones in and a hood up, and I would just put like my head down and walk straight to class. And I wouldn't take the headphones out until the professor walked in and started talking. And I was like, all right, class time. And then he would start talking. And I even went up to him and told him, like, hey, don't say anything about
I
the
don't want to
Cubs.
know. Yeah.
If I'm trying to, and he respected that. But yeah, I was adamant about, like, head down, earphones in, walk to class, learn about anatomy, and as soon as class is over, headphones back in, straight to the car. Go home. Don't let, not locking on to anything. And she was just so supportive of that. So, she wouldn't give anything away by her tone. She wouldn't be like, well, I don't know if you want to
Yeah,
watch this
watch
one,
it if you want to,
or,
but
oh, you're gonna love this. No, she was always neutral tone.
that's so great.
And there was, I think, like, for the most part, the games were usually over or almost over when I would get home. She was really on board for helping me do that, which is super cool.
The champion getting it done, protecting you at all times. That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, so we wanted to make sure and say this. You didn't just watch Game 7 with your mom. Your dad was there also, and one of your friends was over. And I liked, we were talking about this the other day. You were talking about the difference in your mom and dad's personalities and your friend who was over there as a White Sox fan, I believe. So give us a
Yeah.
little bit of the last outs and the excitement and the difference between your parents and your buddy Stevie.
Yeah, shout out to my buddy Stevie because I wasn't expecting it, but he texted me that day and he's like, "Hey, do you mind if I come over and watch this with you?" Like he appreciated the history of the moment, And Dad, he was happy and he would cheer and he'd kind of say yes or something really briefly. Otherwise he would just sit back and just enjoy it, and just take it in. And maybe like I'd look at him and be like, "Oh man, what do you think?" And he'd just have a smile on his face and be like, "No kidding." Just something like that. He would just take it in just calmly and quietly, like
He's in
my
chill
dad would
mode.
do things. Yeah, that was just always how he was. He never got like actually riled up about stuff. He never got actually mad about stuff. Or just, which again, I am completely the opposite. I
Well,
am
you and your
just
mom are
out
jumping up
there.
and down, right? Like you guys are
Right.
dancing and dad's just chilling.
And it just again, not to take away from my dad on this, just because like it was awesome that he was there to watch these with him too. But just because my mom and I had gone through this little journey together, it was just very, it was this that special thing for us. So like she and I especially were like, "Let's go," And yeah, so like they did the last out and we hugged and we were jumping up and down as we were hugging and everything. And then as soon as like we did that, we're like, "Wow." And I just kind of like laid back against the side of the couch and I don't know, I felt nothing for a little bit. I was like, I think it was just overload because I was like,
Like what happens now?
yeah, like wait, should I feel like I should be more excited. What's good, And then obviously, it came later, but yeah, man, just because of the effort she put in, it was a team effort and just, I don't know, it was just such a cool time. It was one of my favorite times to think about, I took her to Wrigley Field the next year for Mother's Day on a tour of Wrigley Field, and she loved it. That was a huge hit. She got such a kick out of that. She was like, "This is the best Mother's Day. It's awesome." We've got a great picture where we're each sitting like in a locker, and we've got our heads leaning against like the opposite sides of the locker as if our like we were putting our heads together. And we just like took selfie mode, but it was just such a blast.
I have a Wrigley Field Mother's Day experience also
Oh.
that I've been waiting for this moment to share with you because it's kind of like the bumper getting taken off the Bronco. It's Tim Larson luck here. So I didn't go
This
with my
is this
mom.
was less pleasant than the one
Absolutely.
I was talking about,
Absolutely.
yeah.
But it is a Mother's Day at Wrigley Field experience. My mother has a ridiculously large precious moments collection. I don't even know if you know what precious moments are, do you?
By
They're
like a brand? No, off
it's
the I feel like I've heard of it, but
a figurine thing. It's like a little ceramic figurine thing, and
oh,
they were
yeah.
super popular in the 80s, and mom, I don't, she loved them, and she would get one, and she'd have like, there was, she'd dedicate them to people. Like she'd get one and she'd be like, oh, this is like, you know, my older brother. This is like Chris, you know, this is what Chris does with his life. And this one's like Tracy. And then this one's like Timmy. And they're still in the house on display. There's tons of them. And Wrigley announced that for Mother's Day that year, they were having a precious moments giveaway to the first however many thousand get there. And it was a Precious Moments Cubs fan. And I was like, I got to go to Wrigley and I got to get this Precious Moments thing from my mother. So I buy two tickets. I have no idea who's going to go with me. Mom's not coming out here, so she and I can go, you know. So I get a friend to go. And it rains the whole time that we're on our way there. And we get there and it's raining and they're like, we're under rain delay. And, you know, Mother's Day, May, it's just cold and shitty. It's not fun being there. When it's cold at Wrigley, it's not always that fun, you know. So my friend and I are in, you know, out by like the concession stands in the giant hallways. There's a word for giant hallways at a stadium. I can't think of it right now. Vestibule? I don't know.
Corridor.
Corridor? Yeah, there's a word for it. But anyway, we're just hanging around. We're kind of half wet, and the game is like, it's at least an hour and a half rain delay, and they didn't have like the precious moments. Like when they were like, well, the game's not. We don't think the game's gonna be here, so we might not give them out. And I was like, sir, I don't think you understand. Like, the only reason I'm here, I'm a Cubs fan, I'm gonna enjoy the game, but I'm here for that thing for my mother who lives in another state. You gotta help me out here. He's like, yeah, if they don't play the game, we're not giving those out. And I was like, come on. So
Yeah, but like, did they let you in the stadium? They're supposed to
yes.
give it to you when you
Yes.
walk in the stadium.
But that wasn't the case. They were just like, we're gonna wait because if it gets canceled, we're gonna give them out next year or something. I don't know. So they're like, it's the giveaway has been postponed with the game. So just my friend is like, hey, it kind of sucks being here right now. Do you want to go home? Like, look at all the people going home. And I was like, I'm not fucking going home until I find out whether or not I can get this thing. They ended up playing the game, right? So it started, I think, over 2 hours late. Almost nobody in the stadium. But I get this precious moments thing, and I'm like, victory. And then it's not raining anymore. Like, it turned out to be kind of a decent afternoon. So we're watching the game. We moved all the way up to right behind first base, and we're sitting in a row, and there's nobody in the entire row and nobody in the row in front of us. Like, it's just a ghost town. And they're playing the Brewers, and what was the name of that shortstop that the Cubs had? It struck out all the time. And then ended up playing for the Brewers, home run hitter, Jose Hernandez. Does that sound right?
I don't remember him as a home run hitter, but he did play for the Cubs.
Yeah, and he lots of strikeouts. I think it was him. They actually in Milwaukee that year, they sat him down for the last week because he was about to set the strikeout record for the major leagues, and they were like, just sit down. I don't want you to have just you don't play this week. Anyway, he hits a foul ball. It's the closest I've ever been to catching a ball at a stadium, you know, like everybody wants to do that once in their life. So
Yeah.
it's a pop-up. I'm looking at it. There's nobody anywhere near me. And I'm like, I'm gonna get a fucking ball. Like, this day is turning out pretty good. Have you ever noticed that when a first baseman or somebody catches the foul ball at the last second, they move a lot? Like, the first baseman will stand there, stand there, stand there. And right before he catches that, like, he'll move back toward the field. As the ball was coming down, I was camped out under it, And right at the last second, once it gets back into where the stadium is, it's almost like the wind blows over the stadium. The ball moved on me right as it was coming down. So I moved my hand, it hit my finger, and then dropped into the seat in front of me. So I was like, all right, well, let me go get that. I went to go pick up this ball, and what are the guys? Usher picks it up and gives it to some kid that was standing behind him. I'm like, what the fuck was that? Like, why isn't Usher getting in the middle of this? If I want to give it to a kid, let me give it to a kid, which I probably wouldn't have because I'm kind of selfish. But why isn't Usher picking up a baseball and giving it to somebody? It wasn't like a little 6-year-old kid. I'm talking like a 13-year-old kid that could have got his ass off his seat and got his own ball if he wanted to, is all I'm saying. That was that's my Mother's Day experience. The Cubs won. Mom got the precious moments. Cubs fan thing, and it is on display in her house.
That entire time I was waiting to hear that when you went for the ball, you dropped the precious moment thing and broke it. That was what I was expecting.
I handed it off. I handed it off to my friend, and they went and go try to catch
Good. That turned out better than I was
ball.
expecting.
That's great.
The only other like cool big thing that we ever did for Mother's Day is we went to the Art Institute.
Ooh,
We took her to the
nice.
Art Institute 1 year, and I kind of just, mentioned, she's like, "Hey, mom, you want to go to the Art Institute for Mother's Day?" She's like, "Oh," and she was like all excited about it. And we got there, and there's this really long line. It was a nice day, so we're just kind of, standing there in line waiting to get in. And somebody that came back and was just like talking to people in the line or whatever that worked for the museum just kind of basically mentioned, like, "Yeah, this is always our busiest day of the year." And I was like, "Oh, so
Good pick.
my unique original idea was actually the least unique idea possible that everybody else has thought of. That's nice. That's good to know." But it was still a great day. But I just went, "Oh, all right." So, fun fact: busiest day of the year at the Art
That's,
Institute is
I
Mother's
would not
Day.
have thought that. I would not have thought that.
It was still a really great day.
That's cool. Hey, so you go on the tour with your mom on Mother's Day of Wrigley Field, and you said that you guys had a great time doing that. Well, you also went to a game with her. You surprised her and went to a game. You talk about Chris Bryant hitting a home run, which, I mean, come on, how great is that? At that era, Bryant hitting a home run, but you have some inside information about that that's not in the blog. So tell us a little more about the Chris Bryant home run, if you will.
So just for the timeline, that was Mother's Day 2017. So it was their championship tour when they had like the gold letters on some of the jerseys
Ah,
or
okay.
whatever.
Yep.
And but yeah, so the year before, obviously 2016, that March to the World Series. The game that she and I went to was in September.
Okay.
It was like a Wednesday. I planned it kind of the day before. Like I had the ticket, and I kind of just like, you know what? I think I'm gonna, we had been having so much fun, watching this, getting into baseball with mom. I was like, "Hey, mom, you want to go to this game?" And she was so excited. So like we went in there, took the train in there, and they played the Reds, and the Reds were just not. It just wasn't their year,
Right.
And they ran into the buzzsaw that was the 2016 eventual World Series champion Chicago Cubs. There's a great picture with me and my mom at this game. It's one of my favorite pictures. She and I have both posted it a few different times over the years. Historically, like, my mom used to not really like smile for pictures. She'd always kind of be nervous. She has a great smile, but then, it's like, "All right, take a picture," and she just. And you guys are listening, but I'm going to show Tim this, visually. But
Yeah.
she'd always just kind of go like,
Okay, right? Just a
just like the nervous
half
look.
the
I'd be like,
time. Yeah,
"Mom,
sure.
smile." She's like, "I am smiling." I'm like, "No, you're not." Yeah. And
Looks
she's got
angry.
a great smile in this picture. And I
Oh,
look
okay.
okay, I guess. But, and you can just tell we're having a blast. Anyway, that's seventh or eighth inning or something like that. Cubs are already winning. We take this picture and then we sit back down to watch the game. And Chris Bryant comes up with people on base. One pitch is a ball, whatever. And so we're kind of watching that. And just, I don't know why, but I kind of just glanced down and I noticed out of the corner of my eye that my mom's camera phone was still on. And so she was wasting battery. And so I kind of went, "Mom, your phone's still," but then as I was telling her, "Hey, your phone's still on," I heard the crack of the bat, and then I looked up and the ball was in the air and it went flying out of the stadium. You know, Chris Bryant, huge home run. Everybody's on their feet going nuts. And
And you're
I
looking at
cheered
a
too,
phone.
of course. That's what you, I was looking at her phone and I was like, because in my head, I was kind of teasing her, you know, just like, you know, mom and technology. But I just got distracted for a brief moment and I missed the MVP hitting a home run. I missed the swing. And we were laughing about it afterwards. I told her, I was like, yeah, I actually didn't see the swing because I was shit talk. I was gonna like tease you about the camera phone thing, and I guess that's karma. You know, it's like, well, that goes to show me. And yeah, so I didn't see the swing, and she just kind of smiled. She's like, I saw it. And I was like, you know what? That's the important thing. That's if one of the two of us was gonna see that home run and its
Sure.
completion, I'm glad it was her.
That is so not how I would respond if I was with my mom at a stadium and I missed it because her phone was on. I'd be like, God damn it, mom, take care of your phone. I missed the home run.
Well, I think I was aware of how special that period of time was. So I just looked at the, you know, the special part of it. But it was just very funny that the moment that just for that brief moment I went to go and make fun of her, I missed, you know, MVP Chris Bryant hitting a home run. Like a monster shot too. Like, well, that's what you get, Mike, you know.
Yeah, that's so funny.
But yeah, it was that was such a fun time.
Trips to Wrigley with mom, man, that's pretty cool. Okay,
Yeah.
so a couple more questions here. You say that you were in Boston. Did your mom just come out and visit, or did both parents come out and visit?
Mom visited because Boston's not a very handicap-friendly city,
Oh,
just
I
the
see.
way it's built. Not that
Okay.
they're against handicapped people or anything. It's just like there are a lot of roads that are cobblestone, and they don't have the
Sure.
facilities for, you know, a lot of that. So
That makes sense. That makes
it would
sense.
not have gone well for my dad at that point. And it sucks because like he would have loved that, man. He would have absolutely loved that, you know, and like both my mom and I still, you know, just think about that. Like, man, he would have gotten such a kick out of all the Boston stuff. Now, that being said, that aside, she did visit me twice. First time, it was like 3 days of just everything Boston. Like the first full day was we're walking the Freedom Trail and going by all the history stuff, and she got a
Sure.
huge kick out of that. So anyways, that first night, she got into town and we you know, just basically got settled, and then we went right to Fenway for a Fenway tour.
That's great.
And that was at night. That was the evening Fenway tour. So now I've taken my mother on two tours of baseball stadiums, and
Yeah.
both times have been great.
I love that. I love that.
And it was a blast, all the history and everything. And she appreciated all of it. You know, it wasn't just like, wow, the stadium looks nice and it's old, so that's cool. Like, no, she appreciated all the, you know. She was into it just like she always was. It's cool to be able to share baseball with my mom. I think that's kind of the overall point here. So we got out of Fenway after that tour and we're like, well, let's go get something to eat. And we just kind of looked up a couple of places around there. Let's go to a sports bar in Fenway, you know.
Those are
So
hard
we
to
went
find.
down, right. But we decided on one. It's called Fenway Johnny's, I think. And it was just a couple blocks away. So we went there. And my mom, the instant I picked her up that afternoon, like I was like, hey mom, nice to see you. And she's like, I can't wait to have some clam chowder. It was like that was the first thing she was thinking of. Like she just wanted it. So we went to this place and she ordered her clam chowder. It's like, all right, good, we did this. We each had, you know, a couple of drinks and we're just having a blast, you know, it's just a really nice time. Well, this is on like a Thursday, I want to say, and it just happened to be bar trivia night at Fenway Johnny's. So there's just groups of people sitting at this table, and we didn't really notice it at first, but then suddenly they kind of made an announcement. Like, it's like, all right, we're gonna start trivia pretty soon, and they put something up on the screen, and I look back, and it was like, oh, you can just log on to your phone and, you know, participate that way. And I kind of mentioned, like, You wanna
Should
join
we do the
trivia? And
trivia? What do you think? Yeah.
yeah, she's like, sure, why not? You know. So the two of us joined trivia on a whim, just for the hell of it, and we ended up getting second. And
Nice.
like, it was. You know, and they're like, you know, there are people that go to bar trivia like weekly, and they're really competitive about it. And there were some, you know, I'm sure very
Like
competitive groups
teams,
of people,
sure.
yeah, that were all there. And then, you know, everybody except one team gets shown up by, you know, Mike Wilden and his
And
mom
his
over
mom.
here. We're like,
Yeah.
just, you know, having a blast. We don't really care if we're doing well, but going into the reason we got second was because going into the final round, we were like tied for sixth or something, and we were within like 5 points of everybody. Yeah, everybody's doing pretty well, but they had the thing. It's like, all right, you can, you know, just like Final Jeopardy,
Oh, you could bet a certain amount of points.
you can bet however many points. But so they said you could do that, and they gave us the category, which was like 2021 top chart music. And she and I looked at each other, we're like, I don't know what's gonna be
Let's not
here.
bet points. Yeah,
Like,
I don't know
this is
Taylor
pop
Swift.
music from, you know, recent pop music. We're like, I don't know anything about this. Let's just bet zero. Like, what are we gonna do? So we bet zero, and then they ask us the question. It was like, which two artists had two hits on the top 10 like
Oh,
list in
God.
2021? And we were like, I don't. I even typed into the answer thing. I was like, there is no way we are going to get this correct. And that was the answer that I
That's your
submitted.
answer, you guys put.
For
Nice.
0 points, so we lost nothing. And then I looked down and I was like, what is this like little silver ribbon thing on my phone? And as I'm having that thought, suddenly they're like, we're gonna announce the winners. And third place, it was whoever. Second place, the what Wildies, and my mom and I, kind of drunk, are like, what is up? We're
Nobody gets the
laughing the
name
whole
right.
time
Yeah.
because like we were just there just to have fun, and we ended up getting second place. They got this little gift card to the place. It was just so much fun. We yelled Wildies and started laughing, and I went up and got the little gift card. And then she came and visited me in my second contract in Boston. And we mostly did a Cape Cod thing, but that first night we went back to Fenway Johnny's and used the gift card, which
Perfect.
is very, very cool.
Perfect. I don't say this very often as we're doing these podcasts, but people can't see that we're in a Zoom meeting doing this. I have to say, I'm really enjoying watching your face as you're describing fun events with your mom. There's a very genuine smile going on that probably matches the smile your mom did on the camera that day that you guys were at Wrigley. It's really fun watching you talk about this stuff with your mom. It's really cool. I would say this whole blog episode is kind of like a thank you card to your mother, if I can put words in your mouth. And I really enjoy it. I think this whole story is really delightful. I do have one more question or a comment for you, but before I get to that, is there anything else that you wanted to throw out there?
Not really. I don't know where in the process my mom is. She told me a few weeks ago that she had just listened to the podcast that went along with The Lion. And she was like, yeah, I didn't know you went through all that. And like, as far as the bullying in school. And then she, you know, there
Sure.
was the one part where like she kind of like said the thing about my ears. And I was like, sorry. We told the story because it was funny. It's not anything bad about you, but
Like, Michael,
the
get over here
whole
and sit down in the rocking chair. We have to have a talk.
I think she felt bad, and I was like, you don't have to feel bad. It's
No, yeah,
funny. It's
absolutely
funnier than
not.
anything.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. At some point she's gonna hear this. So just, Mom, I love you. I call you the champion for a reason.
Right. Absolutely.
And
So,
this whole experience, you know this, I know this, but it's nice reminiscing about, you know, the 2016 World Series Cubs, because that was such a special time for both of us. And you know, I'm gonna take that with me for the rest of my life.
yeah, that's so good, man. I'm so glad that you tell this story. You and I have discussed coming up to this. You told me that on that very first day that we had met and we were just sharing stories. And you had pointed out that after we decided to write this blog, we were talking about stories that we should write. and that I had said at that time, you got to tell the story about taking your dad around, on his birthday and seeing things, and you got to tell the story about your mom and the World Series game. So I'm glad that we got both of these in here. I think it really does. It says a lot about them and about, who you are as a person. So,
Well, who I am
great
as a
story.
person comes a lot from them. I would argue that almost any good quality I have, I think, is directly or indirectly just learned from them. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of how it should work
Yeah.
with
Yeah.
parents, but it's but still, I recognize the role models that they are, so.
Yeah. So, a public service announcement. If you guys that are listening, think about your parents, and if they did something you didn't go out of your way to say thanks, maybe you should do that. Give them their props. Parents have done a pretty good job, right? I have one last question for you. The last line of this blog episode says, "I love baseball," and it's a kind of a metaphor there. So when you say "I love baseball," what you really meant to say was,
I love my mom.
yeah, that's
Yeah.
great. Hey,
That's the whole, yeah.
thanks for the last 2 weeks, man. You've really opened up a lot about your parents in the last 2 weeks, and I enjoy hearing the stories, and I hope that people who are listening enjoy them too.
Thank you, Mom. I'll end there.
Hey, so one thing that I just want to say one more time is if you guys are listening to this and you enjoyed this conversation about moms, think about your parents. And if somebody has been a good person for you and a support person for you, go thank them tomorrow. Do us a favor and go thank whoever was a champion for you, like Mike's mom has been a champion for him.
Yeah, that one thing I forgot to say during that conversation that I think is, we have all these things in common between you and me. Obviously, that's,
Oh, yeah,
our
that's
whole
why we do
story,
this.
the
Yeah.
whole, yeah. One thing we haven't really said a lot about, but I think we both kind of just know, you and I both have greatly benefited from being raised by some strong women. I know that you and I both have definitely, we're both better off for that.
Hey, should we go to part three?
We'll do it.
Let's go to part three.
All right. Well, hey Tim, let's do our little outro here. But before we do, why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're doing for next week's blog and the following podcast. We've had a couple of special weeks, regarding my parents and everything, and that's been obviously a lot of heart in that for me. But you get kind of a you get to have your turn here, and this is a big one for you.
Yes, been looking forward to this one for months, and this will be episode 21. So we're turning 21. We can finally drink. That's nice. This would be called Timbo. And if I may use your phrase for a moment, I had a champion. And my champion was my grandfather. And baseball was introduced to me at an early age by somebody else who loved the game and just, how can I put this, modeled the behavior of a baseball fan. He taught me how to love it and he taught me how to play it. And so I give you guys the reason that I fell in love with baseball. With our conversation here has been baseball oriented, whether we wanted it to be or not. We've talked a lot. And once again, we apologize to the non-baseball fans who have put up with us doing this so many times. But we're sorry and we're also not sorry. But I can't say enough about how special my grandfather was to me at an early age with something I was so enthusiastic about, and he was always there for me. So we'll get some more strong family ties. About being a young man and enjoying a game and enjoying, as you kind of put it so well with your mother, like the bonding, like
Yeah.
I always shared baseball with my grandfather, but I never really as a young man realized how much bonding that we were doing. And so this is my favorite thing that I've written for this entire series, and I'm looking forward to Timbo a lot.
I was just gonna say something like that. You and I have obviously, we've discussed like what order we're doing this in, and as we've been preparing this project over the years, and you and I each have like a couple of favorites that like we've written. One of mine was this Home Run Part Two, but there were a couple others there, but like the one that always stands out from you. Above head above everything above everything else has always been Timbo, and so like we're finally getting a chance for you to tell this story, and I've been looking forward to it too, because I'm just looking forward to being able to experience you reflecting on all of that,
Yeah,
because
I gotta tell you, man, I haven't been able to read that without getting emotional. You know, like I messed up a little bit every time I read it. So good luck to me getting through talking about this next time. We'll see what happens.
Well,
But
yeah,
yeah,
we'll get
my
through it.
grandfather was he was a pretty good grandfather as far as being there and again, to use your phrase, being a champion. So looking forward to getting that out there and talking about it.
Awesome. Well, hey guys, thank you once again for joining us. Before we go, we'll just remind you of a few things. One, because we've forgotten this a few times, I'll say this one first. We are partnered with the SPDM Crew Podcasting Network,
We are definitely
run by the
partnered with
one.
the SPDF crew. I didn't do it right, did I? St. Patrick's SPDM crew podcasting network. We are. I'll stop talking now. You keep doing what you were doing.
Run by the wonderful Mike Hilty. Can we give him a shout out real
I
quick?
would like that. I would like that a lot. Yes.
When the three of us were talking about this at first, you and I went to him and we're kind of talking about
What
what
do you
kind of
think?
platform we wanted this. And his idea for the SPDM Crew network was basically to kind of give a platform for anybody that wanted to try a podcast. Anybody that had an idea, he wanted to be a place that people could go for it. And just shout out to Mike Hilty for giving a platform to people that want to try this kind of thing and for
Agreed.
being such an advocate for those people. The work he's put into it, he's created something pretty cool. So
Clearly.
I am proud to remember this time to say
Yeah,
that we
yeah.
are partnered with the SPDM
It's
Crew
just so
Podcasting
clear
Network.
that he's passionate about it, and he enjoys doing it himself, right? He runs his own podcast, but he's just so encouraging for everybody else to get involved and get your voice out there. And I, you know, there's not a whole lot of people who do that for other people. And cheers to you, Mike Hilty, for being an advocate for people and giving them an avenue to get out there and say what they want to say. Good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim, why don't you tell everybody where they can find the blog to read it and so forth.
Yeah, this is your own personal joke because you know I'm not going to get this right. You can find us at 15yearslater.com. That's a numerical
Nope.
15. Did I screw it
Nope.
up?
You got it wrong.
How did I?
Let's try
15yearslater.com?
that. You said it's 15-years-later.com. You forgot the dashes.
You can reach us at 15-years-later.com. That's a numerical 15 with hyphens, 15-years-later.com. Or you can reach us on social media at there is no chance. I have no chance. You go ahead and take it from here.
So Instagram is 15 years later official, as well as Threads, but I haven't been on the Threads for a while, so you're not gonna see a whole lot of new stuff on the Threads for now. Depends on when you're listening to this. If it's soon after we record it, then probably not much. But who knows? Maybe eventually we'll get some stuff on there. But at 15 years later official for Instagram and Threads. You can email us at 15. It's 15yearslaterofficial@gmail.com. That again, numerical 15. And once again, 15-years-later.com is where you can find the blog. So once again, thank you everybody for joining us again, and we'll see you next time.
Hey Mike, it's fun to get back in the saddle and start doing this on a regular basis again. So, completely respect why we had to have a break. Glad we're doing it again. And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting toward the close of this thing. The curtain's about to fall. So, thank you for being on the ride with us, and have yourselves a great week.
Take care, everybody.